in Washington. A medical transport jet slammed into a northeast Philadelphia neighborhood about 30 seconds after takeoff last night, erupting into a fireball and engulfing several homes in the fire. Thankfully, nobody on the ground killed, but it has disrupted lives.
The staging location for anybody that's been displaced, we'll send them to the giant parking lot so they can find shelter on the side of the bus.
That's Philadelphia Dispatch via Broadcastify announcing displaced persons are being sent to the giant parking lot to shelter on a bus. It all happened near Cutman Avenue. According to the FAA, a Learjet 55 departed from Northeast Philadelphia Airport and went down shortly thereafter. Federal investigators have said they won't speculate on the cause of Wednesday night's deadly mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport, even though they will release the initial results of their investigation in about a month. Daryl Feller is a retired U.S. Army National Guard pilot. He explains how the helicopter's pilot might have made a fatal error.
When I was flying there, you'll have the aircraft stacked up, you know, every couple miles, and so you might have picked the second aircraft versus the one that's right in front of you. And you call it, I see the aircraft, but it was the wrong one.
Around the U.S., colleges and universities cautiously navigating the administration's crackdown on diversity, equity, and inclusion policies.
Schools are reassessing programs, courses, and job titles that could run afoul of President Donald Trump's recent executive orders. As they figure out how to adapt, some schools are staying quiet out of uncertainty or fear.
That's Bernie Bennett reporting. Missouri Republican Congressman Mark Alvor told the Salem Radio Network the media is exaggerating the reaction to President Trump's effort to pause some federal benefits.
Well, yes, people are confused. They're concerned. They're scared. They're living in fear. The world is coming to an end. That's not the case.
He says Trump's just trying to get a handle on wasteful federal spending. This is SRN News. The so-called prosperity gospel is falling out of fashion with many American pastors.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds only 18% of Protestant clergymen are teaching their parishioners that God will bring them prosperity if they tithe more money to the church. The people in the pews are a different matter, however. A survey reveals 45% of Protestant churchgoers believe that to receive material blessings from God, they have to do something for God. It's about twice as many as believed that a decade ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republicans put Pennsylvania and Wisconsin back in the win column in the 2024 presidential contest. Now they're hoping that momentum carries over to contests this year that will determine whether their state Supreme Courts retain left-leaning majorities or flip to the conservative side. The outcome could be pivotal in deciding cases related to abortion. Money is already pouring in and is expected to eclipse the more than $70 million combined spent on earlier races. This is SRN News. A Mexican startup tackles plastic waste by converting it to fuel. Ron Taylor says it's the brainchild of a company that calls itself PetGas.
PetGas developed a machine in the port city of Boca del Rio that uses pyrolysis, a thermodynamic process that heats plastics in the absence of oxygen, breaking it down to produce gasoline, diesel, kerosene, and paraffin. Ron Taylor reporting.
Federal officials have approved a new type of pain pill. Michael Hsu is a pharmacist at the Mayo Clinic.
They tried a new approach here by looking at mechanisms by which the drug works that's elsewhere in the body besides in the brain. So it really works on the peripheral nerves, less so than like an opioid that would work centrally in your brain.
Vertex Pharmaceuticals' Journavix is designed to eliminate the risks of addiction and overdose associated with opioid medications like Vicodin and OxyContin. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.